Hello, peeps. This is going to be my ABC for day 20. And what I'm going to do today, I'm going to show you one of my birthday presents. Because off Kate's mum and dad, I had a soda stream. And I'm going to make some more drink, basically. And I will try my best. I've only used this once myself. So I'm hoping I can still remember how to do it. No, I can't. It's easy, actually. So I will try my best to describe what I'm doing. For anyone interested in the model, if you like the sound of this and are thinking of getting one, it is the the SodaStream Classic Black, and it's the sauce. The SodaStream Sauce Classic Black. So... it actually came with a gas cylinder to carbonate the water, and it actually came with a plastic bottle that holds 1 litre of liquid. The bottles, apparently, you can keep use for 2 years, and then you have to get rid of them. And you can have spare ones anyway, you can buy these. But you have to get rid of them after 2 years, apparently. I don't know why, but for some reason after 2 years they're deemed not fit to use anymore, so you have to bin them. I can't, unfortunately, tell you how much this cost because it was a present. So I'm afraid you'll have to look it up if you want one. So it's... a tall, slim, square-looking device. the back of it, which is facing towards the wall, is... There's a cover with a hole in the top. So the cover goes right down the length of the machine, and there's a hole in the top. And if you take it off, in there is where you put the gas cylinder. Apparently, the gas cylinder makes 60 litres of carbonated water. So 60 litres of soda, really. And then the front of it is... there's sort of a square box on top. And directly below that square box is what looks like a metal straw coming out of it. And behind that metal straw, towards the machine, is a lever. And I'll show you the function of that in a minute. And the straw is where the bottle sits in that straw. So I'm going to get the bottle out of the fridge because I filled it with water earlier on. I'm going to get it out of the fridge because it'll be nice and cold. Take the top off. Now, when Kate's dad showed me how to use this, he said that there's a line in the bottle that tells you what the level is for your water. Now, of course, I can't see that, but the way he taught me to do it is that he filled it up as far as it was supposed to go. And if I put my middle finger in the bottle, so that's the finger next to my index finger, I can just feel the water. If I put my finger in as far as it'll go, I can just feel the water touching the top of my finger. And that's how far up the water's supposed to be. That's the right level of water. But obviously, if you've got sight, or even a bit of sight, you may be able to see the line anyway. Right, so the bottle is... That's a good noise. It's quite solid plastic. It's not squeezy like a bottle of pop usually is, a bottle of soda. It's solid. So, what you do is you fit the bottle, you put the straw that's in on the front of the machine in the bottle, and then you push the lever back so that the bottle sits flush against the machine and it doesn't move anywhere, it's fine. You then, I'll do this all in a minute, you then push the top of the square box that the straw comes out of, you push it down with your hand and hold it. And that's what carbonates the water. Now again, this is visual, But you can do it if you can't see, because you can have different levels of fizziness. You can have one, two, or three. Obviously, one is going to be sort of slightly sparkling, and three is probably going to be like bloody champagne. So the last time I used it, I did two. And I think there's about 1 or 2 seconds between each fizz, each sort of, each level, as it were. I think it's got different lights on it. So I think if one light's on, there's one, two lights is two, and three lights is three. But obviously, I can't see that. So I think it's going to be sort of trial and error for a while. And you then get, I'll get one out a second, you get with it six little bottles of concentrate to put in the machine. Now, the one that we tried was orange, which was very nice. But the one I'm hoping I'm going to get today is pink grapefruit, and I can't remember which one. There's a Diet Coke, a normal Coke left, a pink grapefruit, a lemon and lime, and a... I can't remember. So I'm going to get one. I can't remember what the other flavour was. Oh dear, never mind. I'll get out of there, because of course Kate's dad did this before. Oh, there. Yeah, I think this is the lemon and lime. So, this is a little bottle of quite thick concentrate. These are just samples. You can obviously buy bigger bottles of concentrate. Now with this, you pour it all in. This makes 1 litre of soda. With the bigger bottles, I said to Kate's dad, I said, oh, how am I going to know with the bigger bottles how much to put in? And he said, basically, it's one the bottles that the concentrate comes in, he said, it's one capful makes 1 litre. So I've got my little bottle of, my little thing of concentrate. What I'm going to do now is attach the bottle to the stream. So I'm putting the straw in the bottle and it goes up until it sort of clicks into place, and you then push it back. That's it. So it's now sitting flush against the machine. I'm now going to press the top of the box down with my hand, and this makes a very interesting noise. I think that was about two. You've got to press it down and it goes, it sort of, it engages, and then you press it down again with your hand to hold it for the fizz, for the levels of fizz, as it were. And then you push the box back up, which is really easy to do. It sounds more difficult than it is. Then you take the bottle out. That's it. Right. Now, you have to open this bloody thing of concentrate, which I think you've got to do with the scissors. That's it. Couldn't find the scissors for a minute. And you've got to pour this in quite slowly, I believe. Because if you don't, you've got to try and tip the bottle up at a slight angle and pour it in that way. Because if you don't, apparently it can fizz up and go everywhere. I really don't want that. Right. I'm hoping that this is going to work, because I don't know whether I've opened that thing enough. So I'm going to hold the bottle in my left hand, the soda bottle. I'm going to tip it at an angle. And I'm going to try and pour this in slowly. You can squeeze these, that's easy enough. I think it's coming out, is it? Yes, it is. So I'm just pouring it in slowly, just to make sure it doesn't go everywhere. Because I really don't want to waste any of my soda. Gotta say, the orange one was lovely. Apparently, these are quite healthy as well. There we go. I think that's gone. Because they're not full of sugar like supermarket sodas are. So then you put the top back on your bottle. Make sure it's screwed on nice and tight. And then you tip it. So it's upside down, right way, and again, upside down, right way, and that's done. And now I'm going to get a mug and have a little taste to see what it's like and see what flavour we've got. Let's see. Rinse this mug out a second. Obviously, you can then decant these into other bottles if you're going for a picnic or whatever, or you want to make another bottle of soda in your proper bottle. You can put your ready-made stuff into whatever bottles you like, I suppose. You can use old soda bottles, I suppose, if you wanted to. Right. Let's see. What do we have? It can sound very fizzy, doesn't it? Yeah, let's see. Have I done this right? Like I said, it might be trial and error at first. I might not have put enough fizz in it. Oh, I think that's lemon and lime, but I think I only did one fizz. Now, the other thing you can't do with this, if you realise that you haven't put enough, you haven't carbonated your water enough, so you've put your concentrate in and you've tasted it and thought, I could do with a bit more oomph in that, you can't recarbonate it once it's been concentrated. Because apparently, again, it goes everywhere. So you can't do it. Apparently. But that does taste very nice, it's just not very fizzy. That's okay. Next time I will hold it down a bit longer. So that's the soda stream, folks. What I like about the taste of them is it's not too sweet. You get some sodas and it's soft drinks and it's really but these would really quench your thirst if you were really thirsty. So I hope that was useful. I hope I tried to explain it as best I could. If anybody wants me to try and explain it in a bit more depth, I'll do my best anyway, but I just thought I'd have a bit of fun and show you my new gadget, as it were. I like it, actually. It's really nice. These were all the rage back in the 80s. And my auntie had one. But, of course, it was one of those things back then that everyone had. And it was a novelty, and then they just never used it. But I think they're quite a good machine. So I will leave it there, folks. And if I don't speak to you this evening, I will speak to you all again tomorrow.